Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, August 17th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, motor vehicle crashes are a leading cause of death for children in the U.S., and one-third of injuries and fatalities in those crashes is the result of an unbuckled child. This is preventable. Before you get in your vehicle, properly secure any children in your care, and during the ride, make sure they stay buckled. Your jobs here in the Wauchula area, Innovar Structures is looking for a general construction laborer. U.S. work authorization and 3 years of construction experience are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. Equity Lifestyle Properties is looking for a front desk clerk. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, at least 1 year of customer service experience, and organizational skills. And the Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for a sales consultant, 1 year of retail sales experience, U.S. work authorization, and a Florida driver's license are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 101 with a 5% chance of rain. Partly sunny, the air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 10, very high. Winds south-southeast at 7 miles an hour with gust up to 9 miles per hour. The humidity, extremely humid at 65%, the dew point 75. Cloud cover 46%, visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:15 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny early in the morning, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. South winds around 5 miles an hour with a 50% chance of rain. Highest heat index readings 103 to 108 early in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Then mostly clear after midnight with lows in the mid-70s. South winds around 5 miles an hour, shifting to the east after midnight with a 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. Highest heat index readings once again 103 to 108 early in the afternoon tomorrow and Wednesday night, mostly clear with lows in the mid-70s and east winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday Weather Report and forecast. You're all caught up now. Let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Already dealing with months of drought, North Dakota now has another threat after anthrax was found last week in a cattle herd in Kidder County. According to AgWeb.com, state ag officials want producers to monitor their herds and check with veterinarians to see if they should begin vaccinating cattle. Anthrax is a bacterium that survives in the soil and is typically activated by drought conditions. The USDA will host a virtual roundtable September 15th titled Exploring Food Waste Solutions, Success Stories from the U.S. and Beyond. The roundtable will showcase innovative policies and approaches to reducing food waste in the U.S., Europe, and U.K. and feature public and private leaders in the food waste prevention sector, followed by Q&A. USDA Food Loss and Waste Liaison Gene Busby says the U.N. has set a goal to cut food waste in half by 2030. Bayer has lost a third appeal against court verdicts awarding damages to customers blaming their cancers on its glyphosate-based weed killers, leaving the German company to pin its hopes on the U.S. Supreme Court. AgriMarketing.com reports a California appeals court last week upheld an $86 million verdict that found Bayer responsible for a couple's cancer after using its glyphosate-based Roundup. Roundup-related lawsuits have dogged Bayer since it acquired Roundup as part of its $63 billion purchase of Monsanto in 2018.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also show that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA's forecast for corn production was cut by 415 million bushels from its earlier forecast, and that's a lot more than analysts expected. Lance Honig with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service says the crop will be 14.75 billion bushels.
Lower than folks were expecting. In fact, falling just outside the range of those expectations does appear to be a bit of a surprise.
More details now for the Southeast region from the August crop production report. The findings show that in Alabama, corn for grain production forecast at 56.1 million bushels, up 11% from 2020. Cotton production at 780,000 bales is up 6% from last year. Peanut production is forecast at 708 million pounds. That's also up 11%. Soybean production at 13.5 million bushels is up 20% from 2020. In Florida, cotton production is forecast at 140,000 bales, up 36%. Peanut production in Florida forecast at 644 million million pounds, up 15%. Sugarcane for sugar and seed production is forecast at 17.3 million tons. That's down 8%. And in Georgia, corn for grain production forecast at 71.4 million bushels, up 2%. Cotton production at 2.3 million bales is up 6% from last year. Peanut production in Georgia forecast a record high of 3.6 1 billion pounds.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
For the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stock indexes closing at record highs on Wall Street despite rising coronavirus infections in the U.S. and around the globe, as well as geopolitical concerns in Asia. The S&P 500 index ended 0.3% higher after having been down as much as 0.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also rose 0.3%, while the NASDAQ fell 0.2%. Oil prices fell and weighed down energy companies. The Dow gained 110 points today to close at 35,635. The NASDAQ dropped 29 to 14,793. The S&P 500 was up 11 points to 4,479. New York oil fell $1.15, closing at $67.29 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with baseball from Sunday. The Giants get timely hits and strong pitching and a victory against the Rockies.
Tommy La Stella had three hits and two RBIs for the Giants in a 5-2 win against Colorado. La Stella's two-run double to right gave San Francisco a 3-0 lead. Alex Wood pitched into the seventh inning to win his fifth straight decision. Wood was reached for two runs while fanning six over 6 2/3.
My changeup was really consistent, you know, throughout the day. I thought my command and stuff overall was pretty good. But, you know, it's always nice to go deep in the game, always nice to get a stop after a loss and get a series win.
The Giants took 3 of 4 from their division rivals and improved to a major league best 76-42. They continue to lead the NL West by 4 games over the Dodgers. Losing pitcher John Gray fell to 2-7 lifetime against the Giants, allowing 3 runs and 7 hits over 4 1/3. I'm Dave Ferry.
Now, sorry, the National League yesterday, Brewers 2, Pittsburgh 1. It was Atlanta getting the better of the Nationals 6-5. This is SRN Sports. More baseball finals for you. Miami 4, Cubs 1. The Reds over Philadelphia 7-4. Padres 8, Arizona 2. And the Dodgers mashed the Mets 14-4. In the American League, the Indians way too much for Detroit, winning 11-0 yesterday. Boston 6, Orioles 2. It was Texas over Oakland 7-4. Twins 5, Tampa Bay 4. The Yankees down the White Sox 5-3. Angels 3, Houston 1. And Toronto over Seattle 8-3. Interleague play, Cardinals 7 and the Royals 2. NBA news, Udonis Haslem is officially back with the Miami Heat. He signs a 1-year, $2.8 million package, assuring he will return for a 19th season with Miami. The 41-year-old would become only the fifth player to spend an entire career spanning at least 19 years with one franchise. He joins Dirk Nowitzki, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and John Stockton. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day, I might drive you crazy, but hey, at least I'll take the scenic route. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and stay dry, folks. or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.